Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time to take a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So this story is out of Calgary. Studies 500 Calgary patients who suffered minor strokes and were released from hospital, and then 15% were disabled 90 days later?
Yeah, this is one of these studies that is likely, if they continue to follow this up, likely to change the standard of care in treating what we call mini strokes. That is, they're called TIAs, or transient ischemic attacks. These are full-blown symptoms that people can have. They can have slurred speech, changes, numbness in their arms, or difficulty moving their leg, or anything that tends to show a stroke, but it only lasts for a few minutes or about 24 hours and reverses itself and then disappears for a while. In the past, these people, and even now, these people are not usually given a test to look at the arteries in their brain or their neck or to see if there's clots anywhere, called a CT angiogram. And they're usually let home. They're not given clot-busting drugs because it's considered to be a very mild event. Well, what they decide to do is to look and see what happened to people who had this condition, and they found exactly that, Steve. 74 of those 499 people ended up having a further stroke and becoming disabled. And in this case, not only did some of them have a further stroke, those that did have a recurrent stroke, half of those became disabled out of those 74. 55 of them, though, 55 out of the 74, imagine, Steve, 55 out of the 74 that were followed up didn't even have another stroke and then became disabled. So this is quite a significant follow-up and significant view of what happens to people who have these mini strokes and then nothing is done, and then they go on and have this disability. So what we're looking at is changing the potential standard of care. That is, should these people receive the same treatment as those that have more serious long-standing strokes? And that's what they're doing now. They're actually testing the safety and efficacy of using these clot-busting drugs in this group of patients, because 15% of those people that are coming in, that is a tremendous number of people that you are missing in terms of treating and preventing this essentially life-altering condition.
And life-threatening in some cases, yes.
Absolutely. And in fact, they found that people that had the people that were at greatest risk of this recurrence or having this disability are people who had diabetes, women, and those that had narrowed arteries in the either inside or outside of the brain when they did the evaluation of their arterial network. These are the people that had the greatest risk of having the disability. So again, very, very serious in terms of what we're seeing, but also can change the standard of care for how these are approached. And for all our listeners, Steve, the mnemonic to remember of what to do with regards to whether you think there's a stroke going on is just think of the word FAST, each of the letters representing F for face. So your face is drooping, A for arm, losing function of your arm, S for speech, and T for time, meaning that you have to call 911. So face, arm, speech, and time, if that's happening, you call 911, because whether it's minor or major, we are looking at evidence now that may say, you have to get treated right away and not just be sent home from the hospital afterwards.
All right.